Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, you're ahead by 8 points according to the latest polls. Is that good news or bad news?
Well, you know, it's obviously better to be ahead than behind, but, you know, we're just going to keep working hard every day getting results. I'd like to think the reason we're doing well is because people know that we have been doing the job, and that means passing 13 bipartisan bills through Congress, helping 2,000 of our neighbors who've come to me for help, returning $3 million to those neighbors. You know, 600 of those were veterans. You know, getting things done, getting results. Just yesterday, we announced four new cops on the streets in Newburgh. Comes on the heels of trying to reform that program so that cities like Poughkeepsie and Newburgh can have better public safety. You know, doing the job every day in Washington. We just got $3 million in an EDA grant to keep a good local business, Hudson Valley Lighting, here that will create hundreds of jobs locally right here in the Hudson Valley. Announced more funds for the Orange County Airport this week. Continue to work on disaster relief, making sure we get all of the repair done from the last storm and prepare for the next one. You know, I've been working on things like the heroin epidemic. You know, everyday problems that need solving, that people say to me are what they're looking for from a member of Congress. And I think that's why we're doing well. We're out there doing the work.
Congressman, the Siena poll, which came out, said that on things like immigration, health care, Mideast turmoil and taxes, you have a slight edge to your opponent, Nan Hayworth. But on Social Security, Medicare, and jobs, the most important issues for voters, they favor you over Hayworth by a 10-point margin. I'm interested in this because when she was Congresswoman, I used to interview her regularly, as I do you now, and I just had her on the air just a few days ago, and I had the feeling that she thought that it was appropriate to make some changes in Social Security. She says that that's not true. What have your researchers been able to find?
Well, look, you know, I've heard her say that recently, but of course, it was just, you know, it wasn't long ago that she was saying she supported privatizing Social Security. We know how she voted in Congress. You don't have to guess. You don't have to take anyone's word for it. She voted to turn Medicare into something totally different, a capped, privatized voucher system where seniors would be paying thousands of dollars more a year. And they want to do these things. You know, she and her Tea Party friends want to go after Social Security and go after Medicare because they have this obsession with these huge new tax cuts for multimillionaires like herself, and to pay for them and still kind of, you know, make sounds like they want to balance the budget, they come up with these big cuts to middle class programs. And it's wrong. We don't need to go after Social Security and Medicare. We can grow this economy and balance the budget the way we did in the Clinton administration. And so that's why on the issues of Social Security, Medicare, and jobs, you see me doing better. It's because people know I want to protect those middle-class programs. I want the rich to pay their fair share of taxes. I want to grow this economy. I want to create jobs, and I'm working every day to do it on things like helping rebuild the port here in Newburgh, about things like helping our biotechnology sector, the cloud computing analytics work that's being done at Marist College, helping small businesses get access to credit through community development block grant programs and loans, SBA loans. That's the work. That's what shows up and helps people, not a bunch of rhetoric and a bunch of tax cuts for multimillionaires.
Well, is it possible she really has changed her stripes?
Well, could be, but I don't know, you know, I mean, you'll have to ask her, Alan. What I can tell you is that I'm a Bill Clinton Democrat doing things, you know, the way that works, doing, you know, focusing on our middle class, families like the one I grew up on, where my mom and dad were able to work hard and send five sons to school, to college, on one income. Right now, there's not a middle class family in America that can send one kid to college on two incomes, and I want to cut student loan rates in half. I want kids to be able to refinance their student loan rates. Nan Hayworth won't do that. So, you know, talk is cheap, but if you look at the issues that matter, Social Security, Medicare, student loan rates, you know, for women, equal pay for equal work. Raising the minimum wage so that someone who works full-time shouldn't be making $14,000 a year with a full-time job. That's outrageous. And supporting our middle class, we both have a record. And I really welcome people to compare those records because, you know, the choice is crystal clear. This is a Bill Clinton Democrat getting results versus a Tea Party radical who never did.
I want to talk to you about the Bill Clinton thing. Every time I interview you, you quite often will refer to Bill Clinton, working for Clinton. So what is a Clinton Democrat?
Clinton Democrat is somebody who believes in investing in our country, investing in our people, and balancing the budget the right way, growing this economy in a fiscally responsible way. That's what we did in the 90s. What does that mean? That means you invest in infrastructure. That's why I got myself on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. That's why I have a bill that would bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States so we can build things in America again. That's why I'm working to keep energy prices low by pushing back this FERC price increase so that we can get manufacturing going again. That's why I support middle-class tax relief. That's why I think we should invest in our schools and in our kids. That's why I don't want us fighting these wars all over the planet so that we can start investing in our own country again. And I believe in science and in research, and I believe there is a role to play there. And I believe that government needs to be a partner with the private sector where the jobs are created, and government can assist in that private job creation by doing things that make sense, like investing in infrastructure and in schools and in protecting our environment and in guaranteeing equal opportunity and civil rights and equal pay for equal work. That's what I believe in. And to me, a Bill Clinton Democrat is somebody who focuses on our middle class and believes that America grows best when we grow from the center out, when everybody gets to participate and everybody has a responsibility to work hard. These Tea Party guys on the other side, like Nan Haworth, they think everything has to flow to this top 1%. That's why she wants big tax cuts for multimillionaires, and that somehow that will trickle down to the rest of us, and that they can cut programs like Social Security and Medicare. They can go after research and technology. They can hold up investments by cutting the budget for our schools and everything else, as long as they keep giving these big tax cuts to the very rich, and they think that'll cure everything. And I just don't think there's any evidence for that, and I think we rejected that wisely 2 years ago. And we're making some progress in the right direction. We got to keep going.
Okay, I got 1 minute for you on this, following up on this Clinton thing, and that is, there are those people who describe Bill Clinton as a fiscally conservative person. Is that true?
Well, listen, we balanced the budget. These guys talk about it. We did it. I think that speaks for itself. And we didn't go after middle-class programs. So if you want people who've got a record of results, then, you know, I think Bill Clinton Democrats like me, you know, can point to that. Whereas these other guys talk about it, but they just keep blowing a hole in the deficit with these big tax cuts for rich people while they're going after middle-class people time and again. I think the record's clear on this.
We've been talking to Sean Patrick Maloney. He's running for re-election in his district. Sean, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. I know you're in the middle of a huge campaign, and we like the fact that you've dropped by.
No problem. Thank you, Alan.